Command, stand by for the snow show.
Initialize sequence now.
The snow show. Tom Fricke and Leon Littlebird.
We're now in the approach phase. Everything looking good.
Initiate snow show sequence.
5, Roger, copy. 3, 2, 1.
Snow show.
Engage.
Having fun on the snow is what it's all about, and you got a couple of guys who know how to do it.
Yeah, that's Tommy and Leon. Hey, buddy, you know, I'm so glad that we're riding a lift together finally.
How about that? We're finally going to get out on the snow for the snow show.
Unbelievable. I mean, it's where the whole show actually began. What, 300 years ago?
Yeah.
When radio was just invented.
Exactly. Yeah, that was when Nikola Tesla, I believe.
We had a Tesla radio back then.
Yeah, so. Back in the day. Well, we're here riding the chairlift, the flyer at Copper Mountain, where we're looking forward to making some turns in the sunshine before the weather turns and we get some snow.
Well, it's nice and warm today, and we're sitting in the sun working on our tan. And, you know, the snow looks good from here, considering we've had one of the lightest snowfalls in history in Colorado.
I think it is the driest in recorded history for snowfall.
It's incredible. And, you know, they've done such a good job of maintaining these slopes and keeping people out here on the mountain skiing. And, you know, if you have a passion for skiing, it's kind of hard to sit around and see all your favorite slopes that you want to ski, like those up there that are brown.
Oh, there's a lot of rocks up there.
That's all. Rocks.
Let's not go up there.
Let's not go up there.
Well, Copper Mountain's been working hard since early in the season. Back in November, they had the Speed Center to open and then hosting World Cup ski racing here, which we got to hang out and be
a
part of.
You and I both worked the World Cup, and we got to see all the cool athletes.
That was awesome.
And hang out with them and watch them perform firsthand. I mean, it's I'm an avid race fan, so I watch every race on television. And you know what? Tom's really incredible. All the European races that I've watched, it's just like it was here in December. The race course is full of snow, and it's brown on both sides.
Right.
It's like they're not getting any snow either, so I don't think Europe's got any better conditions than we do.
Well, the nice thing about Copper Mountain is all that terrain that was closed off for the racing and the speed
center. Now open to the public.
Right, so we can make some
friends
over
there. And I've asked a number of people who have skied it. They've groomed the daylights out of it,
it's not
solid rock anymore. Because for the racers, you know, it's like frozen stainless steel.
You're right, yeah. Well, I heard they even had to water down the course early in the season for the training.
They did. Actually, when I was up there to slip the course, you know, and we were doing this course prep, they had it all chunked up, and they were watering it.
Wow.
They were out there with hoses, freezing it and getting it ready for the final prep. And, you know, that's unskiable. I mean, it's
well, for
like
you and I, but yeah,
no,
the pros,
no. I mean, what they were doing. We had a little path that was about the width of a snowcat, and that's all we could go down.
Oh wow!
And they had that thing was so chunky, there was no way you could.
So they didn't break it up.
In fact, when they were getting us ready to go up and slip the course, actually that was the introduction to the course day.
Okay.
We weren't actually slipping the course.
Right.
We were just seeing where all the start. And think about this: there were 4 different start gates.
Wow.
Yeah. Right?
Because
you had two
ones for the
men's Super G, right? And then men's GS, and then women's GS and women's slalom.
Right.
So you had 4 different courses. Yeah, they did an amazing job. So proud of Copper.
Big kudos to Copper for pulling it off, and World Cup Ski Racing is going to be back in 2026.
Yeah, the men are coming back next year, and I don't know about you, Tommy, but I'm going to work it again.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I want to be a part of that. It is so cool. Leon's just pointing out a few little twigs that are...
And brown spots in between the moguls. And there's some trees just growing up there. Yeah.
Well, obviously, we have a good enough base where we're going to ski on the stuff that's been maintained through
our
the season.
Our mantra for today, Tommy, groomers.
Groomers. All right. We can do that.
And I've got actually the skis that I had sharpened to slip the race course on today. So my skis are nice and sharp, man.
All right. We'll be digging in some edges, making some turns.
Yeah.
Digging some trenches.
Digging some trenches in that hard stuff.
All right. So the après ski scene here at Copper Mountain, one of our old favorite buddies who plays at JJ's on a regular basis, Mo Dixon.
Mo, my buddy. Yeah,
we're connect with Mo.
Yeah, we're going to connect with him this afternoon. We're going to, after we're done skiing, we're going to go over and catch the Mo show. And yeah, you know, I'll bet he even asked me to get up and sing a couple songs.
Oh, I'm sure you will. You're such a shy guy.
I know. It's hard for me to get out of my shell, but I'll see if I can work myself up for it.
All right. Well, we'll look forward to catching up with Mo as well, another veteran of the original Crystal 93 snow show.
Not only veteran of that, but he's been playing here at Copper for, what, 35 years, something like that. And Mo and I figured it out the other day. We started playing music and skiing together 40 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah.
So we're celebrating an anniversary of sorts.
Of sorts, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Excellent.
Yeah, one of my favorite ski buddies, as well as one of my favorite musicians. I mean, Mo is one of those top-notch, world-class skiers. I mean, he coached a little girl when he was coaching at Vail named Lindsay Kildow.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
I've heard of her.
Yeah, she goes by a different name now.
Yeah, and she's winning all kinds of races now.
At 41 again. Years old.
Oh, man. Well, we're getting near the top of the chairlift here. The Flyer is about to unload. And as we used to say on the snow show all the time,
it's not called standing. It's called skiing.
No, you messed that up. It's called skiing, not standing.
I forgot how it's been so many years. It's, you
know. Okay, let's try it again.
It's called skiing, not standing.
There we go. That's
not sitting on the chairlift.
Woohoo!
Here are your snow show hosts, Tom Fricke and Leon Joseph Littlebird.
Oh, these two, they're very famous people.
We're doing a podcast, actually. It's not it used to be a radio show, Mo, yeah. But that was yeah. Okay. 100 years ago.
Okay, this is Nina, Tom, Leon Littlebird.
Hi, Nina. Nice to
All
meet
right.
you.
And this could be on the radio.
So, it's not going to be on the radio, Mo. It's a podcast.
Okay, what does that mean?
It'll be streaming online.
Oh, streaming online.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so you can find it.
All right. You want to do the intro?
Okay.
You do it.
Okay.
We're off the slopes, and we're at the legendary, world-famous JJ's.
JJ's, just for one reason. The only reason we come here.
To see the Mo show.
Well, and then the food and the, you know, and all the people that work here. And but, yeah, to see the Mo show. Hi, Mo. How you doing, buddy?
It's good to be here. Good to see you two still rocking it out there.
Yeah, how many radio shows did we do back in the day with you?
Many, but many, many.
Our favorite ones are always when we were on the hill together.
That's right. Yeah. We did a lot of those, too, yeah.
So we're going to have to get you out on the hill one of these days.
I can't wait. Oh, yeah. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
It's good to see you got Leon out now.
Finally got him out, yeah. Make some turns, and he's looking good today.
Well, you know, I skied as much as I could until I felt like I was skiing like a 75-year-old man. And then I said, let's go see Mo.
Let me introduce you to Nina.
Hey, Nina.
Okay. Hey, Nina.
How you guys doing?
We're
Thanks
doing
for coming
great.
In.
Thanks for having us at JJ's.
Thank you.
Yeah, we've been hanging out here for 35 years.
I didn't know it was quite that long. You three look pretty young for 35
oh,
years,
yeah,
I got to say.
Oh, yeah. We love you already. You're our favorite girl. She said that word, young.
Young.
You guys are still grooving and moving, and now I got a lot of women I'm bringing in JJ's to see Mo's show as usual.
The groupies are showing up and yelling at Mo. And,
oh, they're revved. They're ready to dance.
Wow.
We're ready.
You know, Mo, that you've been playing here for how long?
Since it opened.
Yeah.
Yeah, since it opened.
It was Molly's, wasn't it?
Molly B's. Molly B's, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep, back in the day, man. We were still skiing on skinny skis back then.
That's right. Every day.
It was like we were on 210s back then.
Yep.
World Cup GSs.
So, Mo, if somebody wants to come see the Mo Show at JJ's, when do you play?
On Wednesdays and Thursdays. Around 3:15, I let it go, and Nina lets me play until I can stop, you know, as long as I want. She's very good.
Nina, are you going to let people dance on the tables?
They better dance on the tables. Oh. I've seen pictures back in the day of people dancing on the bar.
Right on the bar, yeah.
So they brought me in for one reason, to make sure that we have fun and let Mo do whatever he wants here so that people have fun. The ladies love it. We want to get...
You're the first.
Yes. And we're getting ready for Mardi Gras coming up soon.
Yeah.
So we want to get this revved, and I think Mo probably has more energy than all of us
put together. Mardi Gras here is legendary, and we have a lot of people from New Orleans.
Who Jerry and Joni, they'll be coming up
for Mardi Gras here.
Yeah, they're on their way, I hear.
They are.
Probably in Oklahoma right now.
Yep.
It'll be a fun time. You heard what Nina said. You can do anything you want to do.
She's very, very good.
We have carte blanche here. We'll make sure you get home. We'll make sure you have fun. Thanks, guys, for coming in.
Nina, it's so great to be here. We love JJ's. And, Mo, you know, you've got a guitar strapped on right now.
I do.
Yeah.
And I'm about to play about 50 songs, man. Thanks for coming in.
Oh, well, we love you, man. It's great to be here. We can't wait to hear some of your songs.
You got it, man. Love you guys. Bye-bye.
And maybe Leon can get up on stage with you for a guest appearance.
Wow. I've heard he does
maybe,
that.
I've heard he does that.
I'm
so,
very shy. I'm very, very shy.
Bring him out of his shell.
We're going to have fun tonight.
You guys have a good one.
All right, you too.
Taking it to the slopes. It's the Crystal 93 Snow Show.
Tommy, here we are at our favorite place, Loveland Basin. Woohoo!
Right by Interstate 70 near the Eisenhower Johnson Tunnel, and Loveland is open and rocking, and some great skiing and riding here early season.
Well, you know, we're celebrating our 10th anniversary on the Snow Show, but Loveland's celebrating their 75th anniversary with all kinds of really groovy stuff going on.
Well, Dan Houston's here from the Ski and Ride School. It's 75 years. Have you been here that long, Dan?
I have not been here 75 years. Thank you.
His name would be Serge if you had.
That's right.
Well, you guys got some great stuff lined up for everybody. Ready to get in on the early season deals?
Absolutely, we do. Right now, we're selling our signature product, the three-class pass.
The three-class pass.
The three-class pass. It's for kids from 4 to 14 of any level. They take three full day lesson packages. That includes the lift, the lesson, the rental, and lunch, and they get a free season's pass, good for the rest of the season.
Wow. And that season pass is good for the whole mountain?
I think you used the word free.
Free. A free season pass.
Free season pass.
So after you get the three-class pass, which is everything, your ticket, your rental, your lunch, your lessons, everything, then you complete them, and you get a pass.
You get a pass, and if you if you pre-purchase, you get that pass issued on the first day as well. We are also doing an adult beginner three-class pass, which is very special for all of you first-timer adults that want to learn to ski or snowboard. Maybe you know how to ski, but you want to learn to snowboard. Maybe you know how to snowboard, you want to learn how to ski.
Cross-discipline.
You can do it all at Loveland.
The same thing. The first day is a full-day lesson, includes the lift lesson, rental, and a discounted lunch with your instructor, and then two half-day lessons. After your first full-day lesson, you're issued a valley-only pass, so you have all the time in the world to practice in between lessons at the valley on that beginner terrain. You come in for your third lesson, you trade in that valley-only pass, you get the full unrestricted basin pass.
Wow, that is a great deal.
All right, now, Dan, if you want to make a reservation and get in on this early season deal, how do we do that?
All you have to do is call 303-571-5580, and one of our happy sales agents will be ready
Very
to give
cool.
you all the information you need.
You know, that's an amazing deal, but that's not the only thing you've got going on early season. You've got some great stuff, and now that Mother Nature's cooperating, it's snowing again.
Yeah, baby.
It's time to learn
ski. That's right.
And ride.
We are offering lessons at every level right now. Until November 16th, we're offering them on a private lesson-only basis.
Right, cool.
That's to assure that everyone gets the individual attention that they need. And there's no extra person charge for up to four people.
Oh, really?
And the extra special thing about what we got going on right now is we are running the Magic Carpet Beginner Lift exclusively for Ski and Ride School students.
Oh, very cool. So that would be down at the Valley.
That would be down at the Valley, although everyone needs to check in and meet their instructors at the basin, then
cool.
we ride the short shuttle to the Valley.
Well, we all know private lessons are the way to go because that's the way you get the most individualized attention, and that really gets you up and running faster and quicker and all kinds of cool stuff.
That's right.
Well, Tommy, I think it's time to take our skiing to the next level. What do you think?
That's what we always do here at Loveland,
yeah,
especially
right.
when we're trying to chase Dan down the hill.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Yeah, but there's fresh snow this weekend,
yeah.
so it's time to get up here and let it rip.
How do you like this? Mother Nature finally letting loose. We're getting some freshies.
It's about time. I hope this is a precursor of things to come.
Well,
oh, yeah,
it felt like
definitely.
Summer was never going to end, but now it's ended, so here we are.
Feeling like winter at Loveland this weekend. Get up here and enjoy some of this stuff.
75th anniversary specials. It's time to woohoo.
Crystal 93 with Tom Frankie and Leon Littlebird. Back with more of the Snow Show.